in his review extra, and we chose for our sins to do Aston Villa versus Manchester United.
Keep getting these wrong, don't we?
Before, honestly, you got Brentford and Wolves whacking out an 8-goal thriller. Before we get into the game, Dan, I want to talk about where the two managers find themselves, because I think it's intriguing to me for both of them. One's obviously currently perceived to be doing really well and is doing really well by any metric. The other one's obviously, you know, perceived to be doing really badly and is. But Villa are in this funny situation where they get the big win and it doesn't just have an aftermath. It has whatever the opposite of an aftermath is in terms of dropping points at Ipswich. But what that result against Bayern Munich meant to that club is absolutely massive, let's be clear. But I'd argue this is a bit of a difference between being a top three side and being a fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever side in this league at the minute, is just being able to not just back-to-back, but to back-to-back-to-back good performances and good results and get through emotional ones and come in the other side. What's your, this is the next thing that sort of Villa need to do in the round, but this week really isn't a good advertisement for it. I'd argue it shows still the distance that they've got to come.
Yeah, my thing is, I think there's been a bit of a hoodwink with them over the summer, in that I actually think it would have done them no harm at all to get rid of Duran, because I don't think they've given themselves an extra option in that, especially in that position, and I don't think they've really, like, Morgan Rodgers is such a pivot from Diaby, and Duran is his own thing, but because Duran has been this sort of mercurial laugh for everyone, I think it's skirted over a lot of the issues that they've had, particularly I think in final third areas, because I don't think Bailey has looked the same or posted the same. Ramsey always feels like he's on the way back from an injury with Villa. So that, when you sort of look at recruitment for them, that when you contrast it to, I think, some of the smart business they've done around midfield, like 18 months ago, that midfield two that they had yesterday would have given anyone the ick.